Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Am I the only one who dreads play dates?
No, I think every parent does in some regard, depending on the situation.
Well, it happened on Tuesday. I took Colt yesterday to school. And as I'm walking in, another little kid's walking in with his mom. And the mom's like, oh, is that Colt? And so she walks over and she goes, my son talks about your son all the time. We should have a play date.
That's sweet.
And I'm like, oh, well, that makes me feel good that I'm raising a good human, that, you know, other little kids like him. But in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, a play date. Because it's for the kids, but as an adult, now you're pretty much going on a play date, too, with this kid's parent. And nothing against this mom. She was super, super sweet. But I'm like, it's one more thing I need to put into my schedule to get my kid to go play with your kid. And then we're going to have to sit and have a conversation. And I don't know anything about you.
I think that's the hardest part of it. When you're tired, it's been spring break, and you don't know the person. So you know you're going to have that awkward starting conversation. And look, it'll most probably go great, but it takes energy to do that. So it's like a date for yourself.
It's a parent blind date.
Exactly.
And I'm like, okay. And I feel bad because the woman, I said, yeah, we'll exchange numbers and we'll get the kids together or whatnot. And we didn't end up exchanging numbers. And I was like, she's going to think I'm dodging her. Not that I was dodging her. Again, the woman was really sweet. But I'm like, I don't know. There's something about play dates. And maybe it's just me. I'm like, I don't want to do them.
No, it's a lot of work. And you've got a lot on your plate. And it's another thing you have to go through. But I mean, sometimes you just got to suck it up and do it, I guess. I don't know.
And sometimes play dates can be the best thing for your kids and for you as a parent, because your kid finds their friend. And if they have cool parents, then maybe you have new friend groups, and it's easier to hang out with people if your kids get along. So I guess I should think in that mindset that maybe it won't be so bad.
But we're all human. Like, I value my alone time a lot. Sometimes I just cannot be, you know what, trying to have to socialize and go through that whole process. But you're a parent, got to do it sometimes.
So when it comes to play dates, how do you feel about them? Are you a fan of them? Have you had a horror story where you went on a play date and the parent was just the worst thing ever? Or maybe on the flip side, change my mind and let me know that play dates can actually work out, and maybe there's another human best friend for me
there's
out there.
There's a silver lining. Oh, this is fantastic. Let us know. 888-431-3764. Play dates for your child is really like a blind date for adults, as Kelly said. It could go right, it could go wrong. There's many different outcomes. The 909 says, the worst is when you love the parent and want to be friends with the parents, but your kid hates the other kid.
That is the flip side. So true. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that. Melissa in Eastvale, how do you feel about play dates?
Okay, so from my experience, it can honestly go either way. I have had a poor experience where it was like pulling teeth trying to have a conversation with a parent. She just would not communicate, and it was really uncomfortable. And then I've had other experiences where I've met literally some of like my best friends through play dates. So honestly, my suggestion is just roll with it. You might need a new friend. And if it doesn't go well, you can just preemptively give your kid a cue and say, oh no, I forgot. We have to, you know, make it to this place, and then you can bail out.
It's literally like going on a date. Like, yeah, I'm going to have my husband call me, give me that emergency call. Oh, we got to go. Sorry.
That is imperative.
Exactly.
You need an out clause just in case.
Exactly.
Okay, I think I'm kind of hyping myself up. I might actually give the mom my number this weekend so we could take the kids to hang out.
Well, it's a better time. You're in the middle of spring break when it was going to happen. You had a lot on your plate. I understand you don't want to go through that whole process.
Although the 760 says, I can't stand play dates. The small talk with other parents is the absolute worst. And that's what I'm kind of worried about. The woman seems super, super nice, but it's like that awkward getting to know each other while your kids are playing. You know?
You want to immediately jump to third base. You know, you don't want to go.
Hold on.
You don't want to go through the
initial
stages.
What kind of play dates are you going on, guys?
It's just the perfect analogy. Okay, sorry.
What is your thought on play dates? Are they a good idea? Have you had a horror story? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us 888-431-3764. Big shout out to Natalie, the big 4-0. Happy birthday to Natalie. Your mom says she loves you, and she said she loves K-Frog too. So thanks for that, Mom.
Have a fantastic day, Natalie.
Okay, today is one of the days that I usually take Colt, my little one, preschool. And I know when I walk into school today, I'm going to get hit up for a play date because the mom already approached me about it. Earlier in the week, he only goes 2 days a week, but she had hit me up about it earlier in the week. Like, hey, let's exchange numbers. Let's go on a play date. Our boys get along. And I was like, okay. And immediately I was like, one more thing to do. But I'm thinking maybe I just need to be more open-minded about a play date and not so negative. Who knows? Maybe this mom could be my new best friend.
And it could, but that's a risk you got to take because it's also like a first date for adults.
Exactly.
As you said, which is awkward and we don't really want to do it. So we put it on the back burner, you know?
Ashley and Marietta, how do you feel about play dates?
So we have a birthday party coming up for our little one. And so kind of like a play date, right? We wrote on the bottom, feel free to drop your tiny humans off and see them in a few hours just to try to avoid some of it.
We don't want to hang out with you. We just want our kid to have a good time.
Right? The kids are great, but it avoids the awkward conversation. So we'll see how that goes over.
Well, and you can tell a lot about a parent when they show up. Like, did they bring their own cooler to the kids' party? Like, are they going to be your vibe or not?
For sure. You're like, what's in that cooler? Let's make sure it's something to have a little fun in there.
First impressions, they're imperative.
Yeah, 100%. I hope y'all good luck with your play date.
Well, thank you for that.
When I was in Wisconsin recently visiting my son, my ex said to me, he's got a birthday party today. You're taking him. You haven't done it for a while. I'm like, no problem. I'll take him.
Mm-hmm.
I found out it was the kid who invited the whole class. Remember I told you the story about my son said, I'm going to take your head off?
Oh, it was the kid he threatened.
But it's the kid he threatened. So when I found that out, yeah, I'm not going to the party. I'm not dealing with that. That was a big thing. Let's go to the Children's Museum instead.
So you completely avoided it.
I wasn't dealing with it.
I do like this suggestion that came in from the 909. It says, a tip for the play date. Show up with a bottle of whiskey as a gift for the other parent. If they open it right then and there, you know you guys were meant to be friends.
You got a new best friend.
Yeah.
That can break, alcohol can break the ice really quick in a relationship. Not necessarily good.
Yeah, it could go the opposite way. What if the parent doesn't drink and you're that parent now? Now they think I have a problem and their kid's not allowed to hang out with my kid now.
All right, we just deciphered that text. It's not all roses.